HMH Audio presents Inside the Empire, The True Power Behind the New York Yankees. Written by Bob Clapish and Paul Solotaroff. Read by Bob Clapish.
To the crew at Casa Clapish, Christy, Casey, Kaylee, and Corky, Bob Clapish. For Cece and Luke, who light the path and keep me firmly to it, Paul Solotaroff. Chapter 1, Locked and Loaded. Welcome to the Bronx Power Station. The general manager meetings each fall are baseball's version of a buddy's fishing junket to Belize. Executives harrowed by the grind of the season, 6 months of 7-day, 80-hour weeks, back page eruptions after 3-game slumps, and side-eyed shade from their high school daughters over another pre-prom party not attended, disappear for 4 days in mid-November to a luxe hotel overlooking a golf course. None of the GMs can putt worth a damn, but the greens are beside the point. Their fixed destination is the lobby bar, where someone's playing piano, the shades are drawn against the late fall sun, and 30 men with the hardest jobs in the trade can let loose and get buzzed. Each man has his clique of whiskey pals, the ones he met while working his way up the organizational chart of his club, or the 2 or 3 peers he's grown comfortable making deals with since he ascended the throne. Not a lot gets done at these boys' club excursions, in part because of the calendar. The free agent market is barely a week old. No one's finalized his 40-man roster, and the needs of each team won't fully manifest until the frenzy of winter meetings 1 month hence. Those events, held in mid-December at another Kublai Khan Luxe Resort, are a Ford Bronco chase of trades and desperation, capitalism on a 4-day cracktoot. In addition, supplicants by the thousands show up to try to make their luck there. Vendors, beat writers, unemployed scouts and coaches, and moon-eyed fans and their kids. Such is the noise and traffic that GMs hole up in their suites, texting each other madly to find a right-handed bat or a couple of young pitchers with controllable ears. The stakes couldn't be higher for those concerned. Any executive who goes home empty this year may be back in next year's winter meetings looking for work. Still, it's not like nothing happens at the GM meetings 1 month prior. Over third and fourth cocktails, GMs pull each other's strings for leads on what they hope they'll get done later. At one point or another, most will pay homage to the guy or two holding all the cards, the lucky executives who happen to have deep wells of talent on their double and triple A rosters. In this, the age of the real deal drug test and the can't-miss Hall of Famer clogging the lineup, nobody wants the fading superstar with the enormous contract. What the GMs want, overwhelmingly, is to get younger and cheaper, to trade a couple of peak seasons from their franchise left fielder for a pair of live-arm kids who are on the brink. It was precisely in that spirit of here goes nothing that Mike Hill, the director of baseball operations for the fire sale Miami Marlins, tapped Brian Cashman on the shoulder in November 2017 in the hallway of the Waldorf Astoria in Orlando. After 15 years of being a reluctant shopper, the one guy who showed up every winter with strict orders to overpay for back nine players, Cashman, the general manager of the New York Yankees, was suddenly in the catbird seat. Through a series of canny drafts and quick strike deals at the trading deadline a year or so back, he'd miraculously recast himself as a master builder, the cool kid with all the hot toys. He had 7 of the 100 best prospects in the game, plus a wave of kids behind them who were almost as good, and a major league roster of newly minted mashers who'd bowl their way to within a game of the World Series. Cashman also had the one great luxury in the room, permission to do absolutely nothing. His baby bombers had come of age 2 years early and bought him a full season to sit tight. With a mix of pending superstars on minimum salary deals, Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Luis Severino, cut-rate acquisitions on the cusp of stardom, Didi Gregorius, Chad Green, Sonny Gray, and just the right garnish of graybeard leaders to run the locker room, Brett Gardner, CeCe Sabathia, David Robertson, he could bide his time for the auction to end all auctions, the 2019 free agent class. Come November of the following year, he'd have $100 million or more in luxury cap space to add the keystone blocks for a 5-year run. Perhaps Bryce Harper to bang dents in the second deck facade. Manny Machado.